Hello.
Hello. Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to ask you a few questions. So do you just
Yes, and what is this?
Oh, all right.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Yes, and what does it pertain to in
Oh,
particular?
well, thank you so much for asking. So, this survey is a little bit political. It talks about kind of like the issues happening as of right now in the country and a little bit about like elections, certain candidates who you might be like willing to vote for or who would you vote for in general. So the first
Okay.
question is, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on any political campaigns?
No.
All right. So as you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. So thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local issues in Monroe County, like County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? Would you say that you're definitely going to vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, you're not very likely to vote, or you're not at all likely to vote, or you're not registered to vote?
Definitely gonna vote.
Definitely going to vote. All right, thank you. So with which political party are you registered to vote?
I'm an independent.
Independent. All right, thank you. What is your main racial background?
I'm a white guy.
White. All right, thank you. Would you mind sharing your age?
Yeah, I'm 68.
68. All right, thank you. So generally speaking, would you say things in Monroe County are going in the right direction or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Well, actually, they've done a good job of bringing things back from the precipice, actually.
All right. So would you
Inflation's
say
down, the economy's up, the stock market's in record new highs. The Biden administration's done a wonderful job, and nobody knows about it. So that's how
All
that
right.
works.
So would you say right direction then?
Yeah, you're doing
All
the right
right.
thing.
All right, thank you. So from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Monroe County focus on most to help you and your family? And the list goes: property insurance costs, inflation, the cost of things like gas and groceries, taxes and county government spending, protecting the environment, crime and public safety, illegal immigration, hurricane and flooding preparation, traffic and congestion, affordable housing, or overdevelopment.
Those are good things. Typically I would say taxes, but the environment is also very important down here in the Keys. So,
All right. So would you go with protecting the environment then?
yeah, let's go with that one.
All right, thank you. So now I'm going to give you a short list of some public officials in Monroe County and across the country that you may be familiar with. And if you could please indicate if you either have a favorable opinion about these people or an unfavorable opinion. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, you can also mention that if you would like. So the first one is Joe Biden.
Okay.
Do you have a favorable opinion about him or unfavorable?
I've been following Joe Biden all my life. He's a good man. He stood up when we needed him. He's old, but he's honest, and he is the premier American statesman right now, by the way.
All
So,
right.
he's done a great job.
Okay, so would you say you have a very favorable opinion about him?
Yep,
All right,
that's
thank
correct.
you. What about Ron DeSantis?
Ron, done a few good things. He
All right.
vetoed the, he's done a few good things. He's a poser, and he's too ambitious.
All right. Well, would you say then that you have like a very favorable opinion about him, or somewhat favorable, or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. All right, thank you. What about Rick Ramsey?
Rick Ramsey is a good sheriff. I believe he's done a good job.
All right. So would you say very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
All right, thank you. What about Donald Trump?
He's the Antichrist.
All right. So would you say very unfavorable then?
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
I don't even get started on what I think about that guy.
All right, thank you. What about Melissa Tomei?
I don't even know who that is.
All right, no worries. What about Paul Wunderlich?
Nope.
All right. And what about Holly Merrill Rashine?
Holly. She's just another GOP operative.
All right.
So I don't think much of her.
All right. So would you say no opinion then?
No, I'd say unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
All right. Sure, thank you.
Charlie Bass.
All right, understandable. Thank you. So thinking ahead, if the primary elections for Monroe County Commission were being held today amongst the following candidates, who would you vote for? Paul Wunderlich, a Republican candidate, Holly Merrill Rashine, a Republican candidate, or Melissa Tomey, a Republican candidate?
I'm going to probably go with the independent candidate.
Oh, they're all Republican.
They're all Republican.
Yes.
That's right. That's what you said. Well, I just might take a pass. I don't know.
All right.
I have to look into it some more.
All right. Well, maybe if you had just to, like, choose, maybe just based on names or if you just, like, know them, like, just slightly, who do you think you would have leaned towards voting for? And it's the same, like, options. Mm-hmm.
I'm not familiar with the other two candidates, so I can't really make an opinion on that.
All right, understandable, no worries. So, as you may have noticed, the upcoming election for Monroe County Commission has three Republicans running against one another. There will not be a Democrat on the ballot since no Democrat decided to run in this race. So this means one of these three candidates, like Republicans, will win the election. So which comes closest to your own view? Statement number one, I will probably vote for one of these three Republican candidates depending on which one I like better and when I learn more about them. Or number two, I could never vote for a Republican candidate. Even if I don't have a choice to vote for a Democratic candidate, I will leave this race blank on my ballot.
I don't know enough about them to make a decision. I know this is apparently the thrust of your survey, and I'm sorry to disappoint you, but I don't have enough information on that. And I have to get going, so hopefully we're concluding this.
Oh, well, we're about 50% done with the survey, so there's only a few more questions left if you would like to continue. It goes by pretty fast, if I'm being honest. So would you say you go for the first statement, then, that you would like to learn more about them?
Yes.
All right. So do you approve or disapprove of the job that Holly Merrill Rashine is doing as your county commissioner?
I don't approve.
Strongly disapprove, then, or
Thank
somewhat
you.
Disapprove?
No, I disapprove. Are you working for her?
Hello?
Are you working for Rashine?
Oh, I'm sorry, could you repeat that? It was a little bit muffled.
Are you working
far away.
For Rashine? Are you
no.
working for the GOP?
No, we are not. We are a private market research firm, and we're completely independent
okay.
from any, like, political campaigns.
Okay, great.
So, all other things being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Monroe County Commission? Number one, a candidate who currently serves in the County Commission and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for your community. Or number two, a candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform county government. Hello, is anybody there? Hello, is anybody there?